Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about something that I began to see about 3 or 4 years into my sharing of the Inside Out Understanding and the principles of mind, consciousness, and thought as discovered and articulated by Sydney Banks. And if you don't know about the principles, just go to michaelneal.org and click on Back to the Basics, and you'll get a quick sense of what I mean when I talk about the principles. But what I started to see a few years in to my own work was that the original point of what the principles were pointing to was not what most of us at the time who were teaching and sharing the Inside Out Understanding and the principles were pointing to. And here's what happened. So I was teaching a program with one of the old school principles people. And what I mean by that is somebody who was around Sid Banks and the principles in the early years. So he had his enlightenment experience in the 70s, and this was somebody who came across him in the late 70s, early 80s, as my understanding. And he and I were teaching together. And we did a lovely weekend of teaching, and people were really happy. And we were teaching all about the thought-feeling system and teaching about the psychology of mind and how you could start to distinguish where your experience was coming from and how that would help you psychologically. And it was good. And people were liking it, but I felt a little bit off, and I didn't know why. And later that evening, my wife and I had gone to dinner with my colleague and his wife, and his wife kind of came over to me at one point during dinner and sort of conspiratorily whispered in my ear and said, "Can I tell you something?" I was like, "Sure." And she said, "There are a lot of really good people teaching a lot of really helpful things. But it's not what Sid was pointing to." And somehow, that little clue helped me see what it was that had felt off about what we were doing. And I realized what Sid was pointing to, the original point of the principles, was our spiritual nature. It was waking up to who we are before our personalities develop, before our psychology starts happening, before our conditioned self begins to take form. And that original nature, that true nature, never goes anywhere, never gets damaged, never gets covered over. It's our birthright. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were telling me about a near-death experience where they experienced that true nature. But because of their religious upbringing, they associated it with heaven, with what happens after you die. And so they continued to live a somewhat miserable, difficult life, but at least knowing that when they died, they'd get that sense of incredible peace, that sense of incredible oneness, that sense of one being with 7.5 billion faces. And then, years later, they were listening to a Sid Banks video, and they found themselves in that place again. They woke back up to that inside themselves, but this time they saw it for what it was, our true nature. And suddenly, instead of having to wait to die to go to heaven, they were able to start to experience heaven here on earth. And that, as best I can tell, having gone back and read all of the Sid Banks literature and listened to so many of the recordings so many times and watching all the videos and talking to all the people who knew him and studied with him and worked with him, that was the original point. Now, as it happens, I have nothing against also looking into how this helps with our psychology. I don't mind at all. I find it very helpful to see how this helps me be more successful in my business, to see how it helps me help my clients to do better in the world, to improve their art of dreaming and dream more beautiful dreams here in the world of form. But fundamentally, until somebody touches that place in them and recognizes it for what it is, until they've had some experience of that deeper self, that deepest part of ourselves, we might call it the soul, or we might call it the space before the soul even appears, then the dream will never be that dreamlike. It will look like it's a dream about reality instead of a pure creation of the mind. And the second we get the original point, then everything else becomes more dreamlike. It becomes more like a series of glitches in the matrix. And it becomes much more fun. There's a wonderful movie called The Man Who Knew Too Little. It's one of my favorite Bill Murray movies, but it's one of his most obscure ones. And he essentially plays a guy, I can't remember, like he's an insurance salesman or something. And his brother buys him this living theater game where he's going to get to be a spy in this interactive theater piece. And unwittingly, he gets caught up in a real spy ring, where real spies with real guns and real bombs and real designs on taking over the world are the ones who kidnap him, who he gets involved with. But he thinks it's all a piece of theater. So he has the best time being a spy and rescuing the girl, and the girl turns out to be a really cool spy and doesn't need rescuing, but and stopping the bad guys and defusing the bomb, and he never realizes that in everyone else's world, it was real. Well, that's part of the original point, too. That when we wake up to our true nature, then the game of life really does look like a game. And when the game of life looks like a game, it's not only the only game in town, it's the best game in town. If you want to experience more of this for yourself, I'm gonna encourage you to do a couple things. One is, if you've never read a Sid Banks book, or even if you have, grab a Sid Banks book and watch a video. That you can find them online. They're all over the place. And see if you can see where he's pointing. See if you can feel what he's pointing to. And I've never had anyone regret that. I've only known people to slightly regret not doing it sooner. But even if you're not into Sid, go to your favorite religion, spiritual teacher, bit of writing that just moves you, and see if you can see that original point in their teaching. Because in my experience, it's at the heart of every spiritual teaching, religious teaching around the world. And if you let yourself be touched by it, if you let yourself be moved by it, it will move you into a whole new level of reality, into a whole new way of being in the world. And that's one of my favorite things that Sid Banks said. Is he said, if you want to help somebody, you can help them. But if you really want to help somebody, show them a new world and then get out of the way and watch them come alive. Have fun. Learn heaps. Happy exploring. I'll talk with you soon.